Welcome to the B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, Super Bowl 60, Bad Bunny's halftime, and Star Wars. Super Bowl 60 took place last night, with the Seattle Seahawks defeating the New England Patriots 29-13. Running back Kenneth Walker III was named MVP. Bad Bunny brought Puerto Rican history, messages of unity, and even a real wedding to his halftime performance. The 13-minute show featured guest performers Lady Gaga and Ricky Martin, and other celebrities such as Cardi B and Pedro Pascal made brief appearances. The show ended with Bad Bunny saying, "God bless America," and listing every country in the Americas as a billboard behind him read, "The only thing more powerful than hate is love." The first teaser for The Mandalorian and Grogu aired during the first quarter of the Super Bowl, giving Star Wars fans a brief taste of the upcoming film. It's set to release in May this year, making it the first Star Wars movie since the franchise's third film trilogy ended in 2019. The Super Bowl stands were star-studded as usual. Celebrities like Adam Sandler, Leonardo DiCaprio, Justin Haley Bieber, Jay-Z, and Blue Ivy Carter were shown in Santa Clara watching the game. F1 driver Lewis Hamilton and Kim Kardashian made their first public appearance as a couple as they were spotted in a suite. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Olivia Payne.